Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 509. 3 Bafflingly Paradoxical Time Hacks, Extreme Time Management and Productivity Tips from Mark Joyner, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, I know that was an abnormally long title for today's episode, but it'll make sense to you in a moment, I promise. But before I get to it, we are so overdue for an inspirational quote. So here we go. Quote, "You see things and you say, why? But I dream things that never were, and I say, why not?" George Bernard Shaw. All right, now that you're all pumped up, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. 3 Bafflingly Paradoxical Time Hacks, Extreme Time Management and Productivity Tips from Mark Joyner, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. I don't have enough time. This is probably the most common excuse I hear from my clients who haven't quite fallen into the groove of fitness. Okay, I'll admit it. Excuse may sound a little harsh and unsympathetic, but it's not intended to be that way. As a busy dad, Ironman triathlete, and businessman, I know that the time demands of today's world are more intense than ever. I know that the economy is a real mess and that this causes real problems that cause even more real stress. I get it, believe me. But the good news is that there are tangible things you can do to handle this problem. I've got 3 of my favorite time hacks for you today. So, are you ready? Here we go. Time hack number 1, Richard Branson's productivity secret. As a visitor to Necker Island, Richard Branson's personal tropical getaway, I asked Richard what he would recommend as the number one way to boost one's productivity. After thinking for a moment, Richard simply replied, "Work out." He went on to explain that staying fit gives him at least an extra 4 hours of productivity every single day. This may sound like a tautology, but if you think about it, it's not. Not having time to work out is a pernicious illusion. If you take the time, you will create more time. This is why I will literally stop work in the middle of the day and go exercise. That hour, quote unquote, lost to physical activity often results in 2, 3, and 4 extra hours of productivity and health and happiness and looking good the rest of the day. And even if I don't have the time to head to the gym for a proper, structured workout, I'll inject mini workouts throughout the day. Time hack number 2, the sleep princess's dirty little secret. My wife calls me a sleep princess. It's true, I really am. I put on a fancy little sleep mask. I put on headphones with dainty, relaxing sleep noise. Everything has to be just so. And my personal list of sleep hacks is actually pretty long. I get a ton of for this from my friends too, but then again, I also just did the Ironman in Kona. Who's the princess now, trash talkers? There's a reason I bring up something like Kona, because the truth is, the better you recover, the faster your body will adapt. You'll be able to train longer and get stronger. Your workout frequency will go up. Arnold Schwarzenegger is famous for saying that the keys to bodybuilding were eating, training, and sleeping. Sorry for that. And we're starting to learn now that sleep is not only essential for your physical health, but your mental health as well. So once again, the ironic truth is that the more time you spend in bed, the more productive you can be. My personal money zone is 7.5 hours of sleep per night, with a 30 to 45 minute nap after lunch. Even in the middle of a hard day and heavy physical training, that scenario does it for me. And if I skip the nap, I up the sleep to 8 hours. Time hack number 3, the web app that uncovers hours of time hidden in your day. This is my new personal favorite and something I launched into after finishing Ironman last month and knowing I'd need more free time for all the new projects I want to begin. It is a new web app called Simpleology, which is the latest startup from one of Silicon Valley's old school technorati, Mark Joyner. You may remember Mark from the extremely popular Ben Greenfield Fitness Biohacking podcast episode, Are Your Expensive Multivitamins Even Absorbed? Or Are There Better Ways to Deliver Precious Nutrients to Your Body? The free Simpleology app works by you doing a daily ritual they call Start My Day. This deviously simple process uncovers loads of time hidden in your day that you're undoubtedly wasting. I'm not going to spill all the embarrassing beans, but I personally found nearly 100 minutes of pure lost time from me simply not optimizing the hidden gems of time during my personal day. Here's how Mark puts it at Simpleology. Quote, "The problem is not that people have any less time. The problem is that our brains are shut down from being overloaded. It's like a body that's overtrained and overloaded. Simpleology is like a reboot and recover process for the brain." End quote. And I have to admit, since beginning to use Simpleology, my productivity has gone way up and my stress levels have gone way down. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Bafflingly Paradoxical Time Hacks, Extreme Time Management and Productivity Tips from Mark Joyner, by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, so now you know why the title of this episode was so long. And again, I apologize for that horrible Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. Now, what we've learned from data that has been collected mostly through surveys is that we tend to be working longer hours. But there was a very interesting point that was made from the article I just read to you. Is it that we're working more because now our brains are overloaded, so we get distracted more easily, which makes us work longer hours to actually get the real work done? So put another way, is it that we're so distracted by looking at our text messages, looking down at our phones, and surfing the web that we're not actually being productive? We're not getting done the things that need to get done. And so I completely agree with the paradox that was introduced, that if you actually take time out of your workday to go do something for yourself, like work out, you actually may find you're more productive when you get back, even though you may have just lost an hour and a half, or even 2 hours doing something else. I find that when I take a break, go work out, come back, I am so much more focused. I know that I'm more efficient. And I definitely know that when I get adequate rest, when I get enough sleep, I am way more focused as well. I'm a huge fan of napping when I can squeeze it in. And like Ben, I can't do those 5 or 10 or even 20 minute cat naps. And so when I go down for a nap, it's going to be at least an hour, if not an hour and a half. And what we're learning is that sleep is so important because, of course, not only is it resting your muscles and your body, but it's allowing your brain time to process all the information from the day. It doesn't get that ability to process when you're awake because you're just constantly taking in new information. And so at night, that's when the brain gets to get rid of some of that garbage from the day and reset itself for the next day. Think of it as like emptying the recycle bin on your desktop every so often. It's going to hopefully make your computer process things faster. That's kind of how the brain works when you get enough sleep. So I would say maybe it is time to reassess the hours and minutes you spend each day. How often are you spending time playing solitaire or Candy Crush on your phone or sitting on your laptop mindlessly surfing the web? Could that time be used instead to get in that quick workout or take in a quick nap, or if you're me, at least an hour for a nap? Could you use that time to do something for yourself, something that will help you refocus and become more efficient when you get back? All right, before I go, if you want to help keep this podcast running, we have a bunch of ways you can contribute, both free and otherwise. Just come by oldpodcast.com/support to see how you can support the show. It'd mean a lot, and in fact, one of the easiest things you can do right now, and it's totally free, is share this episode with someone. I thank you in advance for doing that. That'll do it from me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. Thank you in advance for sending me your questions. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.